This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Welcome back. It is The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor, our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes. Joining us right now on the theme of pioneering performance stage is one of those pioneers, Steve Strope, Pure Vision Design. He's the guy that designed the U3, the Underdog project with Fast and Furious star Sung Kang. Let's hear from Steve where he got these great ideas for this car.
That an awesome design, man.
It was fun. You know, when Sung called me up and told me about the whole idea.
Sung Kang from Fast and Furious. Sung.
Basically, he said Maverick and white.
And you said Maverick.
Well, he explained when he told me the background of the idea of the Underdog program. He goes, well, I'm thinking about doing a Maverick because they're an underdog car, right? And I went, yes. Yes, they are. Or that would be considered a definite underdog.
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah, I just said, hey, I want to crack at designing it. And what do you want? And he goes, white. I said, all right. So I actually had a car designed, a different car, not a Maverick, with this kind of Genesis built into it, this kind of look.
I was going to say, what do you call this look? Because there's something special about
it. You know, not to sound extremely ignorant, but I'm ignorant, so just hardcore Japanese street racer, kind of, you know.
Japanese street racer, you know,
I wish I had a better technical term, but I pulled key elements from that stuff, the flares and the small rear view mirrors on the fender, things that are instantly recognizable when you see those older Skylines, right? Things that are like, oh, I know what that is. You know, that looks like that. So I incorporated it. And when we did the drawing, I had Tavis Highlander do the artwork. Literally, that's the second version. And the only difference is the lettering on the tires and the little shell sticker in the window. The first version looked like that. Like you see up on the
right,
banner
the
there.
That is up on the wall.
I was really excited because for some great reason, the Maverick actually took to it. You know, some styles, you try and impress a certain look on a certain body. It's like,
yeah,
absolutely
not. Yeah, it looks like a morphodite. Yeah, it's like, what the heck, but not this. This
the car's
worked.
Not going to have it.
Right.
No matter how well you execute it, it's not working.
Like a duck-billed platypus, right? It's just like, what is that?
But the cool thing is, besides the artwork, you look at the car sitting there, it doesn't look odd or so. It looks very comfortable wearing the flares and the little thing.
Cool. What are you working on right now, real quick?
Some really great stuff. Somebody awesome in this in our community here, Bob Florian from ARP. We're building a 57 Ford two-door ranch wagon that will be unveiled here next year.
Nice.
We're way deep in the middle of that car. We've kept it pretty quiet, so I'll ruin that by saying it on an open mic. We're doing a 69 Nova for Joe Rogan.
Oh, wow.
He's a return customer. We've done some other stuff with him. We have an extremely cool 1960.
Quit rubbing your leg. Go ahead.
I'm all nervous.
I'm breaking some rules here.
Oh, God. Joe's lawyer is going to be on the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
A 63 Dodge 880. That street rider is going to be doing with us, or paying attention to, I should say, when we're done. I have a little 62 Toyota Stout pickup.
Oh, my God.
For a gentleman who owns a microphone company down in Sydney, Australia. Cute little pickup, a little right-hand drive truck.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff. And theoretically, a late 20s Bentley Roadster, if that goes through for Pebble Beach, if that goes through.
Wow.
We're in talks about that right now. So a nice wide gamut of different stuff.
How do you like getting the Ford Design Award?
You know what? Nobody told me at all.
Are you serious?
Nobody texted me.
I knew when you were here the other day.
Nobody called me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, forget Steve. He doesn't need to know. So I walked up, and I saw that on the dash. I went, well,
duh.
I mean,
congratulations,
thank
Steve.
You. Very, very honored.
That's
awesome. My shop has won the Ford Design Award 3 times here.
Yeah.
And to see that, that was a freight train I did not see coming.
You deserved it, and it was no freight train at all.
Thank you.
Pure Vision, you do such a good job. And our friend Scott Colleen and BJ Colleen did the build book and our
Yay,
the
that's
car.
Right. We released
just,
the build
fact,
book
there
with
he
them.
Is. He just
There's
walked
Scott.
Up. Right?
World famous photographer
Say
right
his
there.
Name and he walks
oh,
up.
Oh, God, look at him around.
Isn't that great? And so that's out for people. And But yeah. you do a great job, and we're glad to have you in the hobby at this time in the history of our great hobby. Steve Strope, everybody. Thank you very much. All right. Again, one of our pioneers of performance and design. Right? Don't move until I tell you.
God,
Steve Strope. We'll be right back with more right here on the Pioneering Performance Stage. See you in a minute.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.